Springfield's Rock Station Q102. Of course, we've got the Loudwire Gen X tour coming into Springfield on Sunday. And I have got Josh Todd on the phone with me from the band Buck Cherry headlining the tour. First off, whose idea was this to bring my 2000s back into play?
My manager called me up and he said, there's this resurgence of all these 90s acts and they want to see them live. And I was like, cool. And he goes, we want to put a package together. And he started talking about it. And it's like we came up with all these guys a while back and we all have a gang of hits amongst us. And everybody puts on a really great live show. We've done many shows with these guys over the years. And it just seemed like the right way to go. And so we started talking to all their camps separately, and we banged this in the shade.
So I was reading on you, and I see that you've done a little bit of acting in your career, in which I think doing something a little different from the norm makes you a better, like, rounded person. So, like, if you were offered the opportunity to act again, what type of character would you like to play?
I'd like to play a dark character, like a serial killer or something like that. It'd be really great.
I think you would play a really good serial killer.
I would. Yeah. I mean, that would be a lot of fun for me, because it would be, I'd have to do a lot of research. And I already do that. I'm into criminology a lot. I watch and read a lot about criminology. So it's very interesting to me, and I think it'd be fun.
Are you the type of person that falls asleep to Forensic Files?
No, I don't fall asleep, I got to tell you, I love puzzles, and so when I get on a show like Dateline or Forensic Files or something like that, and they have a murder investigation, I just think it's so interesting on how they piece it all together to find out who did it, and I also watch the 48, another 48, or
yeah,
whatever it's called, where they got 48 hours to figure out a murder, and that stuff is just like, I love it. I have so much admiration for detectives and people in law enforcement. I think their jobs are really challenging, and I think it's really interesting as well. It's never the same thing every day you go to work.
I agree. I watch all of those too. I mean, that is totally my thing. So you like the realistic ones, but do you also watch like the fake ones? Do you watch the, like maybe all the 8 million SVUs, or what were the other ones?
I'm not really into fake stuff. I like to know that it's more interesting to me and has more of an impact when it's really going on, So I did watch a show on basically the Baltimore inner city called The Wire back in the day, and it was what an amazing, amazing series of shows. It was, it was based on the Baltimore inner city and the law enforcement and just how everything worked there. And, man, that show, if you've never seen The Wire and you've never seen all the episodes, uh-huh, it's like 7 seasons or so, you should check it out.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, I'm like listening to you, and I'm also like writing it down real quick. Yes, totally into all of those things. I mean, if I wasn't a radio DJ, I was supposed to be like a criminologist or possibly working in a lab or something like that, doing all that stuff, so.